Tell me your initial reaction. I mean, like a lot of us, I'm sure you were waiting and watching. What did you think? Did you expect it? What was your reaction?
I think that we all expected there to be no indictment from the very beginning. And so this wasn't an issue for me about the police officer or about the decision. It was about the process. And I think that from the very beginning, the process is what had people upset, because people want to believe that the scales of justice will always balance.
You came out with a pretty strong statement on Facebook, and it drew a lot of comments last night. Why did you write what you wrote last night?
Well, as a community, one of the things that I know that Rochester is not Ferguson, and I said that. We are a community that embraces our differences, can and have for the last couple years. If you think about the Race Are You So Different, the Unite Rochester initiative, what DNC is doing, have talked about issues that have, you know, troubled us. You know, if we're talking about the fact of our history, you know, Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, gay rights, all of those things in our community, we embrace those social differences. We talk about them, we come together as a community, and we may agree to disagree, but we're able to have a civil discord. And I think that that's important for our community. And I believe that we will continue to do that.
One of your comments in that statement on Facebook, which I think drew a lot of the negative reaction that I saw on Facebook, you talked about the police officer as being an authority figure who had little regard for this young man's life. What did you base that on?
Well, I'm talking about the fact that we are in a community here in Rochester that's not Ferguson. And our officers, our police department, our police chief, myself, we all work to make our community better. And we have those discussions, we have those, you know, those tough, you know, conversations. And I think that my point was, let's come together as a community, let's express ourselves, and let's move on and figure out a way that we can be better because of it.
Officer Pearson's brother obviously, you know, made some comments, you know, pretty disparaging of your comments. Did that bother you? I mean, he kind of really attacked what you had to say. Did you understand his point of view? I know you sort of responded to him.
We're all in the process of healing, and I understand Officer Pearson, you know, he lost his life, and we have to value all life. And as a, you know, as mayor, I value all life, the lives of our police officers, the lives of the people that live in our community, and I think that that's important, that we all value human life. And we don't take people away before it is their, you know, what we would say, their time.
Let me ask you, and obviously people put comments on social media all the time, but as the mayor of the city, when you look at some of the divisive comments that came up after you posted your statement, do you regret having put up there what you put up there, or do you kind of stand by what you said?
This was a teachable moment for our entire community, a teachable moment. We live in a time where we try to avoid the tough conversations. And I know that many people, you know, talked about, you know, taking it down and doing other things. But, you know, people have a right to express themselves and to feel the way in which they feel. We can do it civilly and without disrespect. You can agree to disagree with me, and we can talk about our opinions over Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I have many friends who support me and many friends who don't support me. That doesn't mean that I don't understand their opinion and that they shouldn't feel free to share it. You know, we all tout the Constitution of the United States, and we stand firmly on that. And I think that we have to embrace our differences and be willing to talk about it in a real way that's not divisive, but one that brings people together, so that when you walk out of the room, I might not agree with your position, but I understand why you have it.
See, I take it by that you feel that maybe, and you even said this last night in your comments responding to some other people, people don't need to be rude about it. Did you feel people sometimes say divisive things when it's really not necessary?
Well, yes. This is, as a community, we're all going through a healing process and trying to come together. We need safe streets. We need good schools. We need, good neighborhoods. We need jobs. And so when you look at the holistic and what's important to a community and important to a city with jobs and good schools and safe streets, that takes all of us being able to get past and see past our differences and move on to a place where those things that divide us actually bring us together.
Again, Ferguson, I'm sure, will be something discussed across the country for a period of time. And in terms of Rochester, like you say, we're not Ferguson. Do you worry, though, that some of the dissension, just in general, that you hear what people look at it differently, are you worried that some of that divisiveness or ill feeling in Ferguson will hurt what you've been trying to do here in terms of bringing people together?
I think that we will be a community that we have always been, a community that embraces our differences, a community that can agree to disagree and talk about what our issues are, even if we don't do it in the most polite way, and move on, because we have, important things to accomplish here. We have to make sure our children are educated. We have to make sure that our streets are safe, and we have to make sure that we have good quality jobs for our citizens. And so this is an issue that we talk about, but it's one that as a community, I know that we'll get past.